With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Earlier this month, the Trump administration weakened the National Environmental Policy Act, a 50-year-old rule meant to regulate polluters. Reporter Alex Hager spoke with a Carbondale-based environmental group about the changes.
Trump says rolling back the regulations will eliminate red tape and speed up infrastructure projects. Opponents to the move say it paves the way for big industry to get away with development that could harm the environment.
Unfortunately, the real beneficiaries of these changes are polluting industries that will benefit from less oversight and less review of the impacts.
That's Will Rausch, executive director of Wilderness Workshop. He says the public will lose out on chances to comment on projects' potential environmental impacts. Rausch also says low-income and minority communities will lose one of their best tools to push back against potentially hazardous developments that are disproportionately built in their neighborhoods. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Aspen Skiing Company signed on to a letter opposing the changes. Rausch said ski areas have to go through extensive permitting processes under the act, but generally advocate for measures that will protect the environment. Roaring Fork School District will start the school year on August 17th online. District officials say COVID-19 risks remain too high to bring students back into the classrooms. The district says it will continuously evaluate COVID-19's presence and will transition to in-person learning if risks are lower.
I think we're going to have greater efficacy because of this kind of more cautious approach.
That's Charles DeFord, an English teacher at Glenwood Springs High School. He says many teachers are relieved by the district's decision.
I do think, though, it's the only choice that we could have made if physical health is our primary focus.
During virtual learning, attendance will be taken, typical grading policies will be followed, and athletics will continue a phased reopening. The district's decision will be evaluated and approved by its Board of Education on Wednesday. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado is partnering with more private medical companies in the state to speed up COVID-19 testing. Scott Franz has more.
Polis says Colorado can no longer rely on the national testing labs because a backlog is forcing some residents to wait up to 14 days for results. He says that is, quote, worthless. So Colorado is working to expand its ability to process the tests.
While we would all be better off if there was a national testing strategy and effective management of supplies, that's not the world we live in. So instead, we really turn to our smart, hardworking, innovative folks in Colorado who are building and expanding the very best system that a state can provide on our own.
Three new private lab partners will start processing COVID-19 tests next week. Polis says that means the state can process thousands of more tests a day. Federal aid money is being used to expand the testing capacity. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Mesa County healthcare providers are urging the public to be more cautious after a recent rise in COVID-19 cases. The county reported its first death related to the disease last week. Corey Klein heads Family Health West Hospital in Fruta.
Even if you're not a strong believer in a mask, if you could wear one, that protects everyone. And I think that that's probably the most important, outside of washing your hands, thing that we can do to protect our society and, frankly, to keep our society open.
Mesa County still has a lower infection rate than surrounding areas, but about 40% of all of its cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Local health officials say they may open up the Western Slope's first coronavirus testing lab in Grand Junction to help shorten wait times for results. Colorado activists are asking the state's U.S. senators to seek additional federal money for its Medicaid program, which serves low-income and disabled Americans. The federal government funds more than half of the state's program, but activists want that to grow to 70%. Healthcare groups say more money is needed. The Colorado Consumer Health Initiative estimates Medicaid enrollment in the state will grow by 42% by December. I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.